The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 587.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is a makeup artist and a hairstylist, and she's also a professional image consultant specializing in working with the visually impaired and disabled community. And I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Chelsea Nguyen. Chelsea, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
I'm doing great today. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Sheena. So a little bit more about myself. I live in Sugar Land, Texas, and I come from Vietnam, and I was born in Saigon. We were immigrants and came to Vietnam came to America after the Vietnam War in 1979, 1980. And I've been here in the U.S. ever since. So basically grown up in a culture and I'm bilingual. So I speak both Vietnamese and English, and I also speak some French as well. So I've owned a salon and spa in the past for about 16 years and then sold it about a year or two ago in 2016 so that I can pursue my passion for teaching and training and developing classes on non-visual and adaptive techniques for the blind and visually impaired and disabled community. So that's a bit about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Chelsea, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
It's by Vivica A. Fox, I believe. So it says, she said, "A great figure or physique is nice, but it's self-confidence that makes someone really sexy." So I thought that was really, really a great quote because I think it's true. A lot of people can look great on the outside, have a great body, but then if they don't have that inner self-confidence, it doesn't bring it all together and really bring it out in the person. So,
thanks for sharing that. I do believe confidence is the sexiest outfit you will wear. You mentioned, right, if you don't have that confidence, you're not going to feel good. And, you know, you're always going to be like so conscious and worrying about what other people think. So thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I believe that's self-confidence is really about believing in yourself and knowing that you have self-worth, and what you do and what you can attribute to others brings value into their life, and that you've made a difference in the world. So I think that's really fundamentally what self-confidence is about, is knowing your worth and your value.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Chelsea, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
It was pretty dark, actually. A little bit of history about me personally is that I came from a very abusive marriage, and I got married really, really young. So I really, as a young woman, didn't develop my self-confidence yet at the time. So being involved in that marriage really took a lot of my self-confidence away because it was abusive, emotional and verbal, as well as physical abuse. And so that made me really doubt myself all the time and made me feel like I was worthless because that's what he told me all the time. And so it was just really, really bad. There were moments in my past that, you know, I thought of suicide because I lacked so much self-confidence. And that's just how it was, you know, every day after another. It was just years and years of that. So it was pretty dark.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than worthy to go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, have that confidence and, you know, especially coming out of a dark situation like that, like what was that aha moment?
You know, I don't think it was any single aha moment. It was a lot of like little aha moments along the way. And I think it started with first getting to the point where I said to myself, enough is enough. And, you know, I'm a mother of two young boys, not young anymore. They're 21 and 18. But at the time when I got married at 18 and I had my first child at 19, I was a very young mother. And so when I realized that, you know, no matter what happens and how bad I feel the situation is, or how much I feel worthless or don't have anything to give, I have to improve myself for my two sons because I have to go on. And so those thoughts of like suicide and worthlessness and all that kind of stuff, you know, had to go away. And so I just started reading books, you know, reading books like voraciously at the library about self-confidence, about self-worth, about what healthy relationships are supposed to look like and how people are supposed to treat you in a loving and kind relationship. And then also what happy marriages are supposed to look like. And then also observing women around me who are being treated well and with respect from their partners. And so that's really where it, you know, culminated. And then when I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to go back to college and finish my degree, become educated so that nobody can ever tell me again that I'm stupid or that I'm worthless. And then I also decided, you know, education was also my key to becoming financially independent. Because I think as women, we also lose a lot of our self-confidence when we don't have any means of providing for ourselves. And we don't have any financial income to get out of a bad situation. And then we end up accepting that from our abusers or the people who, you know, are in our lives. And so when I started going back to college and getting good grades again, like I used to when I was, you know, in my first 2 years of college and throughout high school, it started getting my self-confidence back. And then I realized, hey, I'm not stupid. You know, he's been telling me I'm stupid all these years, and that's not true. And then I started, you know, overcoming the little fears, actually big fears at the time, of public speaking for class presentations. And after overcoming those successfully and having friends in class say, hey, you did a really good presentation, or that was a great job, or a great PowerPoint you did, you know, and surrounding myself with people who were elevating me, and I just slowly started becoming more confident. So I think that's kind of how it all came about for me. You know, lots of little aha moments along the way.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's crazy, you know, when one person tells us, you know, one bad thing, like it really gets to us, right? Especially as women, especially as Asian women, how we're brought up, you know, it's just like one bad thing. And we just like take it to heart, right? And we just have to realize that that's just one person's opinion and perception. It's not even the exact truth. And, you know, I'm glad you were able to realize that, you know, starting to improve yourself, going back to college, becoming financially independent. And, you know, because of all these little aha moments along the way, what's your life been like now?
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. I truly, truly feel blessed at where I am in my life now. You know, it was a lot of years of a lot of hard internal work and counseling and help and finding the right friends to surround myself with, strong, confident women to look up to and be like role models for me. And then finally getting myself out of like terrible, bad relationships and, you know, realizing that these men were terrible for me. And finally meeting the wonderful man in my life, who is Jeremy Bostick. And he's we've been dating now for almost 2 years. And there's not a single day that goes by that he doesn't say, you're beautiful and I love you just the way you are, with all my imperfections and all my, you know, scars or whatever I feel. I'm not my perfect weight, or I'm not, you know, I don't have any makeup on in the morning, or my hair is a big giant mess. Like, that's, you know, that's really great. And then just being, I mean, life is so much more different because I can speak my mind. I feel like I have something important to share. I feel like the worth that I give to people and the value that I can share in teaching or mentoring or, you know, applying the skills that I've learned as a makeup artist and a hairstylist really does make a difference in people's life. And, you know, what I have to say actually matters, and that I'm not stupid. And people say, whether people, and today, you know, what's the great thing about like getting to the point where you're self-confident is that you don't necessarily need people to tell you that anymore. You know, you feel it deep down inside because you see that what you do makes a difference, and that people truly are enjoying your company or laugh at your jokes because they really want to laugh at your jokes because it was funny or it was intelligent, or, you know, or your friendship matters, you know? And so you know, I think it's made all the difference. And I think it's helping me reach that part of more on my journey of becoming the woman that I've always wanted to be and the woman that I still have yet to become.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And it's amazing what happens when you start to work on yourself, like really focus and start to improve yourself. Everything else improves around you, right? You just attract the right things into your life, which is great. And you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
You know, when I thought about that and I thought back about my journey and stuff, you know, I really had to reflect on the happiest moments when I felt most confident. And I, you know, before all the bad stuff happened to me, and I thought, when I was a young girl, what was it that I did that made me happy? You know, and I thought, oh, you know, it was singing or dancing, you know, in the shower, or if it was playing with my toys or whatever it was that made me really happy. And when you tap into those moments of what makes you really happy, then you're really on, you know, the fundamentals of finding your self-confidence and doing the things that you know you were good at ever since you were a kid. And for me, that was being artistic and creative. And I've always been an artist. And instead of a painting or a sculpture being my art now, it's my clients who are my human canvas. And when I teach my blind clients to put on their own makeup and they look beautiful and they feel beautiful and they become more confident, I feel like that's my skill, that's my talent, and that's what gives me confidence because I know that I can do that well. You know, and when I teach someone something and they understand and they get it and they get their aha moments, that's when I'm like, wow, you know, like I did it. I really helped somebody and it makes me feel so good that I can do something so good, you know. So other tips would be, you know, slowly learn to love yourself. And if you can't love yourself right now, surround yourself with people who do really love you and do believe in you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can definitely find me on my business Facebook page, which is CN Vision Image Consulting, LLC. So that's the letter C, capital letter N, and then Vision Image Consulting. You can also find me on Facebook on my personal page at Chelsea C. And Nguyen. And I believe I'm getting started with some social media too in Twitter and other things like Instagram. And I believe that's at CN Vision Image. So that's, I think, where you can find me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Chelsea, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Chelsea's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Chelsea for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Chelsea.
Oh, thank you, Sheena. I'm really, really glad we were able to connect. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. Thank you for going out there and searching for fellow Asian women and, you know, highlighting our successes and elevating each other with self-confidence. I think that's really important since in our Asian culture, it can be really hard sometimes if you don't fall into that perfect mold of, you know, what a successful Asian woman is supposed to look like, whether that's to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever our Asian parents say, you know? So thank you for inviting me to the show.
No worries. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.